The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with the Sammy B. And this is Hoop Ball Grizz. We are back for a heartbreaking postgame.
It was awful.
Memphis Grizzlies fall 112-111 to the Milwaukee Bucks in the closest game we've had in a while.
It was a nail-biter for sure.
So close. Ja makes a bucket late to put the Grizzlies up. The Bucks go down, get a foul. Middleton makes the free throws. Come down. I don't even know. It's so crazy.
Drew Holiday.
I just messed that all
what
up.
What the heck? Drew Holiday. That was the one.
Middleton makes the free throws to put the Bucks back up. Ja gets a bucket, puts the Grizzlies up. Drew Holiday goes down on the break.
Punches Dylan in the face, kicks him in the shin.
Got away with a little push-off there. Got away with a push-off. That didn't cost them the game, though. They had the ball, got a timeout, chance to draw up a play, and I'm guessing that a 25-footer from Desmond Bane to end the game was not how it was drawn up. But, you know, that's totally speculation. I don't know that for sure. Maybe that's the look they were going for. Highly unlikely.
I wouldn't want to be taking that if I was him, but
this game was very encouraging. As a Grizzlies fan, watching against one of the best teams in the East, taking them to the wire, could have easily won this game. I still don't know. Sam, why do you think when the Bucks were running the four guards with Giannis at the five, why do you think Jenkins went back to JV there?
Maybe feed the beast mentality.
That clearly was not it.
But they
didn't
do it.
That was not the feed. It was not feed the beast mentality for sure.
It just didn't work. And
he got a buck. He got one bucket out of it, but I don't think that he ever touched the ball.
Maybe he thought size would matter and for defense, but that's not the guy you put in for that.
I don't know. I don't know. That's the only really questionable thing about this game to me is where, like, I don't understand putting JV back in right there.
No.
Don't get it. If you're not going to give him the ball and run the offense through him with Giannis guarding him, Giannis is defending defensive player of the year. I get that, but he is not as physical as JV. I like JV's odds down low when he's matched up against Giannis. There was one point that they even got a switch, and I can't remember who got on to JV at that point, but he still didn't get the ball. It doesn't even matter. He didn't get it.
Connington. Is it when Giannis switched out on Ja?
Uh-huh.
It was Connington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it worked out.
I even said that. I was just like, oh, now would be the time, but no.
Yeah. Another 35-point game from Ja Morant, 35.6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 11 for 25 from the field, 3 for 13, 11 free throw attempts. He made 10 of them.
Is that it?
That's it. Here's a good stat for you, Sam.
Oh, boy.
Ja Morant was ejected against the Houston. No, it wasn't Houston.
Clippers. I said
the second game. Mm-hmm. Of the Clippers series, Ja Morant gets tossed for arguing with the ref. Gets a technical foul in the first quarter of the Rockets game.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 games before he got ejected, including that game that he got ejected, Ja Morant had a total of 17 free throw attempts. Since those 3 technical fouls, he has 25. That's 2 games.
Wow.
If you're counting.
if you're counting, it's 25. Wow.
Over the course of 5 games, 17 attempts, gets the technical fouls. He shot 25 over the last 2. And he shot them well. He was 10 of 11 tonight, and I think he was like 11 for 14 the night that he shot 14. Big improvement. There there at the end of the game, he went to the basket, got some contact in the back. The ball, the shot went down. He didn't get the call. I don't know that that makes that much difference. It's tough. There's a line for the referee. Whenever it comes to it, when the game's on the line, you don't want a call to decide the game. So full speed making a call like that, it's tough on the ref. Maybe he should have got it. Maybe he shouldn't have. Who knows? But he is getting more calls. He is getting to the line a little bit more. And I think the fact that he spoke up has a lot to do with that. Dylan Brooks, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 6 combined defensive stats, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Didn't shoot the ball that well, 7 for 20 from the field, 1 for 6 from 3. Did not miss a free throw. I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do here.
Uh-oh.
Which is go off on a Dylan Brooks rant. I'm going to pass it to you, Sam. Take off with the stats. I got Ja and DB. You start with JV.
Here we go. Jonas Valanciunas, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block. He shot 6 for 16. That's the last couple games he has shot absolutely horrendous. Don't know. Need to pick. He'll get it better. He'll get better.
Yeah, his efficiency.
He will.
Efficiency has dropped over the last few games.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with that. We got a little bit of a break here. Hopefully he brings it back.
Hope so.
Carry on, man.
Kyle Anderson, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Shot 3 of 6 from the field. 0 for 3 from 3 points, though. But stats a little down for Kyle. But then again, you know, still good.
You're going to have ups and downs.
You
man.
Are.
He's still playing good basketball.
For sure. Desmond Bane. Oh, go ahead.
No. He was the, you know, primary defender on Giannis tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't expect a guy that's going to take on that type of workload. You can't expect him to carry a big offensive workload as well. That's asking for a lot. Not saying that it's impossible, but it's asking for a lot from somebody. Go ahead, man. Just kind of had to chime in with that.
For sure. Desmond Bane, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, shot 1 for 5 from the field. Brandon Clark, he was right at the 30-minute mark tonight, which is good. He had 6 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, shot 3 for 6. Justice, good to see him playing. I know he has for a little bit, but still, love seeing him playing. 6 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block, shot 3 for 11. DeAnthony Melton, Mr. Do-something, lover of tacos, had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals. Xavier Tillman, no points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And then...
And a block.
Yep.
And then Tyus Jones, to wrap it up, 9 points, 1 rebound. Very odd, no assist for Mr. Tyus Jones tonight, and 1 steal.
That is a little odd for him, but...
Dylan Brooks was 1 assist away from his career high.
Tying his career high.
Yep. That's just knocking on the door. There were 5 minutes left, and I'm like, man, I hope Dylan gets 2 more assists so he breaks that tonight.
And then I was like, he's going to finish with 11, and then he didn't do it.
He didn't get another one. We spoke too soon and jinxed him, I guess.
I guess. It was awful. So sad.
If you took the Grizzlies and the points in this game, you made out like a bandit.
Let's go.
You did. The Bucks were plus 4, or well, not. The Grizzlies were plus 4.5.
Yeah.
Losing by 1. That's a cover. You win.
Bingo. Well.
So the Grizzlies go into the break at 500. With Jaren Jackson coming back pretty soon.
Hopefully next Wednesday.
And this 10-man rotation right here looked really strong. Really, really strong. You didn't have... This is what I love about this. The 10 guys that played tonight, there's not a single guy that's getting those minutes that you're like, he does not deserve those minutes. Not one. There's nobody out there that you can be like, oh, yeah, he deserves this. He deserves this sit. Nah, nope, not one of them. And that, you know, with all the injuries and the Sean McDermott's and everything else that we have endured this season, watching a 10-man rotation of guys that you are happy to see on the floor, big improvement. Just leaves more questions of what the Grizzlies are going to do moving forward when Jaren comes back. I'm sure Jaren is on some form of a minutes restriction when he first comes back. So I don't think that you have a flat 10-man rotation when Jaren comes back. I think that that varies a little bit.
I bet you, well, there's a couple, few different ways they could approach it, but more than likely, as long as he's been out, I don't know if they'll exactly have a minute restriction on him, but I guarantee you he don't play back-to-backs.
That may be the case. I don't know how that's – I'm ready to see him on the floor more than anything.
Man, me too.
But how they're going to manage that moving forward is going to be important, going to be huge. So the Grizzlies can ride into this All-Star break on a high. Even though you lost the close game, you were in the game with one of the better teams in the league.
That's one of the best teams in the NBA, and they beat you by a point. So yeah. It's just
easily, you know, a shot falls. Desmond Bane shot that three from deep.
If he was a couple more steps in, just another step, really, because it hit the front of the rim.
Yeah, he was, I mean.
It was dead on. It just was a little short.
Little more muscle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes in, and we're going crazy on the podcast because we had a buzzer beater.
I might still be in the floor if he'd have done that. That would be something.
So close, man. So close. That it's you win two, and then you lose by a point to the Bucks. I can live with that. This game started off bad for the Grizzlies.
It looked really, really bad.
I'm like, man, I do not want to see a 30-point blowout heading into the All-Star break. That is not going to be a good look. They had a little bit of momentum. They beat a Wizards team who there were mixed reactions to that, and I don't get it. If you look at the Wizards' record, it doesn't look like that big of a win. But if you actually dig a little bit deeper than just the surface, you can see that the Wizards had been playing really good basketball leading up to that game. They were 7-3 in their last 10 headed into the game against the Grizzlies. So they were playing really good basketball. The Grizzlies were able to beat them. The Rockets, the Grizzlies, should not have lost to them the first time, so they owed them one for sure.
What?
They shouldn't have lost to them. The Grizzlies are a better team. When they play, even with Christian Wood, when the Grizzlies played them in the first game at the FedEx Forum, the Grizzlies should not have lost to that team.
They didn't. Fair
Christian
enough.
Wood, you know, he played well. He got hurt. He went out. But and they minus James Harden with the current roster composition, the Grizzlies are better than the Rockets.
I won't disagree with that. And the reason
I know that – go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say too. But the Grizzlies didn't have Jonas that night. They didn't have a few players. That I feel like they didn't have no Tyus played. I know Jonas for sure did not play in that game.
Grayson may not have played in that game either.
There was more than one player that did not play.
Yeah, and it's been that way all season. Yeah. But even with that they should have beat that team the first time that they played them. I know your love for John Wall, but he is a skeleton of his old self.
Agreed.
He still has moments where his speed gets him in places that you're like, holy crap, how did he get there? And it's because he's still blazing fast.
Yeah, he is.
But he's been one of the fastest guys in the NBA his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lost a step, and he's still one of the fastest guys in the NBA. Shouldn't have lost that first game to the Rockets. Anyway, big positive tonight. To me, a loss sucks. You hate to see it. I would love to have them coming out of the All-Star break on a 3-game winning streak.
That would be awesome.
Playing the Wizards at home to open it up. Speaking of that, we got the contest going on right now. We want to know what you all think the Grizzlies' record is going to be for the final 40 games of the season and how many points you think Ja Morant is going to score. Whatever that guess was in these last 40 games, I bet after the last two 35-point games that your guess probably goes up a little bit. Get on over there. The show is at HoopBallGrizz. Go and find the tweet. It's talking about the contest. I've retweeted it from my Twitter page. I'm at DWill2111. Get in there. Comment on the original post what you think the record is going to be and total points scored in those 40 games for Ja Morant. That is going to be the tiebreaker. The winner gets your choice of game, two tickets to one game, one Grizzlies game at the FedEx Forum. For next season, we will stay in contact with you. Obviously, we have to watch this season play out. Once the schedule releases, we will send you a DM, and you can look at the schedule, pick the game that you want, and we'll make it happen. Don't have to like, retweet, follow, none of that. Go over to the tweet, find it at HoopBallGrizz, find the contest tweet. Tell me what you think their record's going to be. Tell me what you think Ja, how many points Ja is going to score. And you're entered to win. The cutoff on that is the 9th, March 9th, 11:59 Central Time. Two free tickets to the game of your choice for next year. Overall, going back into this game, overall the Grizzlies done a great job on Giannis defensively. Giannis ended the game 26-11-8, shot 52% from the field. And you look at that and you say, how can you look at me with a straight face and say that they played good defense on him? If you did not watch this game and you only look at the box score, you're not going to see the amount of effort that this Grizzlies defense put in and the amount of times that they forced Giannis to give up the ball when he did not want to give it up. There was a play late in the fourth. Brandon Clark was on him. Giannis drove baseline. He goes up. Brandon Clark goes up vertical. Dylan Brooks comes in, helps side defense, goes up vertical. Giannis falls down. Ball bounces off him, out of bounds, Grizzlies ball. Huge defensive play. Huge. And it was stuff like that all night long. It was great team defense. Kyle Anderson, great job. Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, all of those guys guarded him. I think Justice was on him a couple times. It was a team effort. With a guy like Giannis and the style that he plays with, got to be a team effort. Still, Jrue Holiday came off the bench in this game, and I wonder, he played a few more minutes. He was just under 23 minutes. I wonder if he's coming back full strength after the All-Star break. Not that this is a Bucks podcast all of a sudden, but that's a guy I've always had respect for, Jrue Holiday, and the way that he plays the game. And I've said it before on one of our shows when we were talking about Taylor Jenkins and not making changes and how much it scares me that he's going to be like Budenholzer. And I said that if Budenholzer didn't win a title with Jrue Holiday on the squad this year, that he deserves to lose his job.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, Jrue Holiday is a huge difference maker.
Yeah, hands down. I mean, just plain and simple, he's always been good. I've watched him for years. I mean, shoot, he's always been great. Well, you saw tonight. You know, he's good. Say that's what Jrue Holiday does. That's what he's there for.
Just disruptive, makes plays on the offensive and defensive end. Great all-around player. Look at the Pelicans' defense this year, minus Jrue Holiday.
Exactly.
The Pelicans have no problem scoring points.
Mm-mm.
The Pelicans just can't stop people from scoring points.
That's their big problem.
And a lot of that is because you're missing, you know, you've got some guys on that team that are plus defenders. Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, if he wants to put the effort in, can be a good defender. He's too long to not be a good defender. I think the sooner he realizes that he's going to have to play defense to win the championship, the better off he's going to be.
I'm going to put 2 cents in on that. He's actually doing pretty good tonight. He actually has 2 steals and a block, and he has 9 assists. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you look at the box score, that doesn't tell you the whole story either.
Oh, heavens no.
You know, that is, it's good that he's got defensive stats, but we didn't see how he got them. You look at Giannis's offensive numbers, you look at his stats from this game, and you don't think the Grizzlies really done a great job defensively on him, but they did. It's crazy to say it, as many times as defense has been an issue for the Grizzlies this year, they played this game pretty well defensively.
Well, that was something I said at the beginning of the game, too. I said, man, their defense looks a lot better. And then you were like, well, they've been playing better defense as of late. But the last time I actually – well, I mean, I watched the last game, but the time before that had been a couple. And
yeah.
The one game, I don't remember who they were playing, but, man, they looked awful.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it was. Here's something. I don't know if you mentioned this or not. I don't think you did. They actually tied in assists tonight, the Grizzlies and the Bucks. They actually tied in assists tonight, 21. And their defensive rebounds, they both had 39 apiece. I just looked at that, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, just random numbers there.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. They actually shot, if you round it up, 96% from the free throw line, too. So, I mean, they played well. They got rebounds. They did everything right. They just
– Well, you know, honestly, this is really what lost the Grizzlies the game, is rebounding. Giving up offensive rebounds. Chris Middleton had 4. Giannis had 2. Dante DiVincenzo had 2. Brolo had 1. Pat had 2. And Drew had 1. And Giannis's brother had 1. They had 13 offensive rebounds.
Just out of that. Yeah, they
that way, that's everybody. That,
yeah.
Collectively, the Bucks had 13 offensive rebounds. And the sad part about that is, 10 of the 13 offensive rebounds came from the guard position, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
DiVincenzo, Middleton, Cogington, Holiday, and the other Antetokounmpo. Can't do that. You can't give up that many second chance points and expect to win a game, and that's what bit them. Total rebounds for the game, I think the Bucks would have pulled it. Yep, Bucks had 52, Grizzlies
56.
They out rebounded them.
They out rebounded them, and they out rebounded them in offensive rebounds too.
The Grizzlies had more offensive.
They had
rebounds?
17 tonight.
I didn't realize the Grizzlies had that many offensive rebounds. But
yeah, because I looked at this and I thought I was right, because when you said 13, I'm like, oh, I'm reading this. I was like, wait a second. And then I was going to –
Yeah,
after
I wouldn't
got done,
I didn't think they did.
Yep,
I apologize.
They sure did.
You know, that's a great job by the Grizzlies on the offensive board. But still, even though you grabbed that many, you still turned around and gave them up. You get any kind of advantage that you gained from grabbing 17 offensive rebounds, you threw that much back, giving up 13. Anyway, still a great first half for the Grizzlies. Looking good going into the All-Star break. 16-16. That is going to put them right behind the Golden State Warriors in 10th place. They are 2.5 up. 2.5 up on the Pelicans in 10th place in the West. One of your best players, your second best player, coming back hopefully right after the All-Star break.
We don't have
that in stone yet.
Hope it's Wednesday.
Justice Winslow was looking better and better. He's getting in better shape. We're going to have a little bit of layoff here. Probably going to get some practices in, get a little more, little chemistry, get some timing down. Justice and Ja together has looked great. Ja Morant is in attack mode, playing well. Back-to-back 35-point games. Flipping off the people who voted for the All-Star team, saying, yeah, I'm not an All-Star. Here you go. back-to-back 35s.
That's so dumb. And I talked to a guy earlier tonight about it. I'm Zion Williamson. I'm an old
Zion deserves to be there. No. He deserves to be there.
Well, technically, all right, but still. He's
having a good year. This is what I want to know from you. Pull up the All-Star list. You got the All-Star list over there?
I can get it.
Pull up the Western Conference All-Stars. And tell me who Ja Morant should replace on that All-Star team. And that's what it boils down to.
Luka.
Shut up. That's never going to happen. Too many people voted for Luka.
Well, I'm not a big fan of him, so.
Yeah. I know why. We're not going to get into it.
I know. I'm not even going to say it.
But that's the argument. That's a common thing.
I don't know.
He deserves to be an All-Star. Okay, who are you taking off the All-Star team? Are you taking Devin Booker off the All-Star team?
That sounds good.
Nah, Devin Booker's having a good year. And that's not the badmouth Ja. That's not at all the badmouth Ja.
Hang on. I got that. Yep. Yep.
Did you pull it up yet?
I got it.
Rattle them off. Who are name the Western All-Star, Western Conference All-Stars.
Well, I guess that would be for it wouldn't be for Durant.
No, they done the drafts, but they still it's LeBron. You get Eastern and Western Conference and then they draft from them.
Well, what the heck? This is all just here we go. No, it's Team LeBron and there's Team Durant. That's what I've got. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they drafted those guys.
But yeah, it's from team that I get what you're saying now.
Right.
It won't give me. Well, I'll just have to look through them because it's not giving me.
But
who's from the East and who's from the West? So yep, I'm taking out nobody. yeah, I don't know because we've got.
I mean
here. When, I mean, there's Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi's a forward, so it's not even the same voting pool.
Booker. You've got James Harden ain't over
there. Donovan Mitchell, you taking off Donovan Mitchell?
Yep, we're taking out everybody. Every last one. God, I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to pick a guy, man. You're not going to, there's no.
Oh, I could pick a guy. You're going to tell
Steph
me that.
Steph Curry, Luka.
Yep, it'd be Luka. Get him out of here. No, I don't know.
Dame Lillard, Chris Paul. Who are you taking off of that roster to put Ja on it, man? That's the thing.
None of them. Realistically, none of them.
Did he do enough to get there? Should he have been looked at? Sure, he did. He has been good this year. The last two games before the break, he's been phenomenal. We're in Memphis. You already know what it is. Memphis gets no respect. Small market team. Memphis versus everybody.
Everybody.
It's been that way. It's going to be that way. Ja Morant is going to have to do phenomenal things for the first half of a season in order to get in to the All-Star game.
He did. Is he going to have to score 50 points a game?
Probably not quite that. But he's going to have to do big things. Consistently, he'll be an all-star. He will. That is going to happen sooner rather than later. But because of the market that he's in, he's got an uphill battle. If Ja Morant was on the Knicks or the Nets, the Clippers, the Lakers.
Anything in the East, basically.
The Hawks. Like if he's on a big market team. He's in the All-Star game. That's what it is. Well, I mean, just look at it, man.
Well, Zach Levine.
You got Alex Caruso made it into the top 10 in All-Star voting for guards.
That's so dumb.
Alex Caruso.
Never heard of her.
Klay Thompson stayed in the top 10 in All-Star voting. How many games did Klay play this year?
-10. I mean, good been healthy. Lord.
It's because of the market, because of where you're at. The All-Star game is geared toward casual fans. It's fine. You get to see all the greatest players all together in one place.
Woo.
But the bigger market teams, those guys are going to get a lot of the votes because they just have more population.
Well, that's stupid.
I will say this. Ja is getting, he is getting national recognition. You're seeing Ja Morant jerseys in places that you wouldn't have before. As in Grizzlies, not that, you know, Ja just got in the league, but there's not been a Grizzly player that you would go to New Orleans and you see people wearing Grizzlies gear and it's Ja Morant. Or the other night in Houston when Winslow was doing the interview, Ja Morant was giving his shoes away to a kid that was wearing a Morant jersey in Houston. So people are watching. He's doing enough stuff that he's getting the recognition. He will be an All-Star. I'll be glad when he starts getting the All-Star calls. It's going to make things much better for him. 25 free throws over the last two games. Still can't get over that number. 17 attempts total in the five games prior to the ejection. 25 in the last two games. I hope the latter part of that continues after the All-Star break. We're going to get out of here. Nothing else on this game tonight. The Grizzlies played good basketball. Not good enough to get the win.
Doesn't matter.
Fall 112-111 to Milwaukee Bucks. 16-16 on the season. 500 record heading into the break. A rough 40 games ahead. Can they keep it together? Make this playoff push. We will see. I hope so. You can get the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I'm at DWill2111. Sam is.
It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase a. MMY capital B 1118.
Thanks for listening, guys. Until next time, go green.
Go green.
Jaeger.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.